Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, Hannah here. I'm jumping into your feed before today's episode to let you know that I have a brand new YouTube show called Making Worlds. Monthly episodes are released on our Witch Please Productions Patreon, and they are an absolute hoot. Every episode, I am joined by a cool guest to talk about a sci-fi or fantasy text that has inspired them to move differently in the world and to imagine otherwise. Our first episode was about Our Flag Means Death, and our second episode is about Dimension 20. I am a huge nerd about both of those franchises, so as you can imagine, I had the time of my life. You can watch the episodes or listen to them as a podcast right now by becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/awitchplease. You'll also get access to a backlog of many other perks. Again, head to patreon.com/awitchplease to become a supporter today for as little as $5 a month. Hey folks, we're back with a very special bonus for you. Our Avatar episode left us wanting more chances to talk about Avatar specifically, so we decided to talk about the movie again, but this time using listener questions as our inspiration.
So thank you to everybody who wrote in via Instagram with your queries and, quite frankly, legitimate concerns about the film. They are truly so funny and so smart. We are having the best time getting into them.
If you want to hear part two of this episode, you can head to patreon.com/awitchplease to join at one of our six tiers. They all have great names and beautiful art accompanying them. So you should probably head over to Patreon, honestly, just to see Zoe's incredible art. And no matter if you join at our $5, $10, $13, $20, $30, or $100 tier, you get access to part two of this episode and a backlog of so many audio perks too.
Including but not limited to bloopers that are basically just this, but amplified by like 1,000. Big log. Okay, Hannah, let's stop giving the listeners a little soupçon of the blooper reels. And instead, let's start talking about how fuckable those blue aliens are. Am I right?
Yeah, you are. Marcel, I've got a question for you.
Okay, what was the what's the question?
Why wasn't the movie gayer?
Well, I remember when we pondered this question about the Barbie movie, and the answer was the patriarchy, which not that was my answer, but that's going to be my answer again because of the patriarchy, but also like more because of the patriarchy.
But more, can you say more about the more?
Okay, so I don't know James Cameron personally, even though we're both Canadian. Did you know he's Canadian?
I did know he's Canadian. Maybe we're related. I mean, it's a small country.
That's a funny joke because it's like the second largest really country geographically.
Yeah.
Itty-bitty population.
Tiny population, really spread out.
Yeah, so I do know what kind of movies he makes, and he makes movies for straight people.
Oh man, are these ever movies for straight people? These are movies in which the imagination of the world is so crushingly heterosexual that it doesn't even seem like it's occurred to anybody involved that gay people might exist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Like heterosexuality is so presumed the norm that, as we discussed in the actual movie episode, even though these people literally fuck every living thing with their hair penises, they still engage in completely unironic monogamy.
And they also, like, the Na'vi have a society that is entirely built around heterosexual monogamy. Like, their rulers are like the daughter of this person and the son of this person, which is such a bummer to choose. Such a bummer, just such a bummer. But specifically to choose to create a fantastical sci-fi world in which you can imagine things however you want. And like, James Cameron's like real proud of like all the imagining he did for this.
So like, much imagining.
Like big tree.
The people are blue, Hannah.
The people are blue and they're tall.
So tall.
So tall. Tree so big. Ponytail fuck horse. You know?
Ew.
Imagination. But absolutely could not imagine his way out of heteronormativity or like a binary sex gender
system. Yeah.
System mm-hmm. that is identical to the Western understanding of the human binary, like not even just mm-hmm. a general understanding, but like a very culturally specific understanding of it. Because in terms of genre, I think that this movie has a lot less to do with sci-fi or speculative fiction than it does with like settler colonialism. Like it's a Western at the end mm-hmm. of the day. Slash mm-hmm. a war movie. You know, it's dances with
blue wolves.
It's dances with aliens, I guess. It's dances with whatever those dragons were called. I don't remember.
Birds.
And so the logic of the movie needs to be rooted in heterosexual reproduction because that is the logic of settler colonialism.
Mm-hmm.
It's just playing out conservative sexual politics because that is the genre it's operating within. And that's what I have to say about that.
You know, it got increasingly less funny as it got more real, but but you're not wrong.
That's kind of my MO. I just kind of come in like dressed like a clown, just being like, ooh, who's ready for fun? Psych. Guess what? This is, this conversation is also about genocide. Fuck you.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, I really wish I had asked you the first question, because the second question, I already know the answer to it.
Why don't you pretend you don't? Pretend that I do anything that you don't know about.
No. Okay. No, I can't do it. We're just going to swap. We're gonna swap one and three. Or sorry, we're going to swap two and three. The question is, loincloths? Why? With all the movement and the tails? Would not the tails get in the way?
Again, this is not practical. This is about the sort of like imagery of the quote unquote native.
Mm-hmm.
The figure that they're meant to stand in for. Like, similarly, what's the likelihood that this totally alien species on a faraway planet also came up with bows and arrows? Like, identical bows and arrows. Just the same.
Settler colonialism is such a fucking boring way to imagine the world.
It's such a boring way to imagine the world when you have the possibility and the technology to imagine anything. And what you can imagine is like heteronormativity, settler colonialism, monogamy, like man's triumph over nature, like, sure, kind of disguised as an ecological way of being, but like everything that Jake encounters, he has to dominate via his masculinity. So like, I don't know exactly how ecologically minded this whole movie is, but it is the like structural logic of like settler colonialism as an imperial project, because imperialism is about going around the world, encountering things that are different from you and being outraged by their difference. And so attempting to cram them into a box of similarity. And this is just that, but in space.
To correct them and then lament their disappearance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, man. We could talk. So, I mean, that's the answer. The loincloths are unrealistic. Now, the tails.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sex thing?
I think, I mean, okay, so you know how humans have vestigial, like, our tail bones, right?
To indicate
that we used to have tails, you know? So it's, I think, meant to indicate that they are, in that sense, a primitive version of humanity.
Of course.
Because they've got tails.
Bad.
But also so magical and other because they can use their tails to fuck trees. So, oh wait, no, they use their hair.
No, they use their ponytails. They also have butt tails.
Yeah, no, it's the ponytails that they use to fuck the trees. The butt tails are just for, I guess,
balance?
Balance.
Hey, Marcel, I've got another question for you.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
What did you make of the second movie?
Fuck off. I very truly, sincerely asked if we were doing this bonus about the second movie, and everybody was like, what? No, why? We haven't seen it. And the only context in which I would willingly subject myself to the second movie would be for the listeners to answer their questions about it. There's no other way that I would watch that movie. You cannot pay me to watch it. Actually, but you can literally pay me to watch it, which is by joining the Patreon and asking questions about it.
Join the Patreon and pay Marcel to watch Avatar: The Way of Water.
You'd be amazed at what I'll do for money.
Oh, wow. We are ready to sell out. So head on over to patreon.com/witchplease and bribe us into watching Avatar: The Way of Water, and also get our answers to a few more questions, including Marcel's take on the theme park. This doesn't work on an audio medium, but I am sort of pump.
Hannah's pumping her eyebrows.
I am. Thanks for tuning in to the Special Material Girls bonus episode. Your support makes producing extra episodes like this possible because Coach tells us that we have to do it.
It's true. And you know what? We love to do it. We'll do pretty much anything Coach tells us to do because that's the type of relationship that we have. Next week, we'll release a brand new episode of Material Girls. But until then, why not head over to Patreon and consider supporting us for as little as $5 USD a month? You'll get access to the second half of this incredible conversation, as well as many other wild, solid gold perks.
Also, if you're like, damn, my friend who's a big James Cameron fan would get a kick out of this episode, but they don't listen to podcasts, so what am I going to do?
Who doesn't listen to podcasts?
Yeah, what kind of loser doesn't listen to podcasts?
That's a funny joke, because it's me.
Oh, one day we'll get you, Marcel.
Yeah.
I have an answer for you. You're going to point them to our Substack, where we publish behind-the-episode content. In our most recent stack, I talked about my research process for our Avatar X Hypermediacy episode. I know it should be bi, but I'll just like saying X.
X.
Avatar Times Hypermediacy episode, and included links to lots of information I didn't get to fully dive into in the episode.
head over to owitchplease.substack.com to sign up today. Suddenly, Hannah doesn't like it when somebody's perverted.
Marcel, how many times have we discussed this? I can deal it out. I can't take it.
I'm sorry.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.